Coke bottle, a lesson from the sky.
Answers with Ken Ham, host of the acclaimed and popular film, The Genesis Solution. Well, Ken, you got me completely baffled on this one. What does a bottle of Coke have to do with creation and evolution?
Have you ever seen the movie The Gods Must Be Crazy? Someone drops a Coke bottle from a plane, and it drops near a group of Bushmen in Africa. They've never seen anything like it. Now, the whole movie centers around a particular interpretation of what they thought the Coke bottle really was. Some believed it to be a gift from the gods. But after everyone started fighting over it, they decided it was an evil thing and sought to return it to the gods. You know, there was nothing inherently wrong with a Coke bottle, but it was the interpretation of it that led to problems. The same applies to the origins issue. Creationists and evolutionists all have the same facts, but interpret them differently based upon certain beliefs, just like the Bushmen in the movie. Either man's beliefs about the past or God's revealed word are used to interpret the facts. But I take comfort in knowing that real science over and over and over again confirms the interpretation based upon the Bible, not the one based upon man's fallible opinions.
Do the scriptures shed any light on the question, is there intelligent life or UFOs in outer space? Ken Ham looks at the Bible and science and then answers the question, is there life in outer space? And his answer can be found on our website, answersradio.com. Answersradio.com.